the parents of six children have been jailed for a catalogue of physical and emotional abuse. Sentencing the pair, Judge Sinead McMullen said the level of trauma inflicted on the children was immeasurable. All six brothers and sisters were taken into care after the eldest two went into a West of Ireland Garda station with audio recordings of their parents hitting or screaming at them. Our regional reporter, Teresa Mannion, was in Castlebar Circuit Court for today's sentencing. Teresa, what had the court heard about the abuse suffered by the six children?
Yes, Rachel, this case has been a harrowing litany of child cruelty at the hands of the parents, a man in his 50s and a woman in her 40s, both admitting to multiple child cruelty offences between January 2018 and October 2021. The children were aged between 1 and 17, but the abuse was first reported 4 years ago. As you said there, the two elder siblings fled the home and walked into a local Garda station in the west of Ireland and handed over 180 secret recordings of the abuse that was meted out to them. Judge Sinead McMullen described their behaviour, the behaviour of the parents, as domineering, controlling and demeaning, not only physical but involving the use of foul language, screaming and roaring abuse. And 29 extracts of those secret recordings were read out in court. One of them included a 999 call made after the eldest son was beaten unconscious by his father. He told emergency responders that his son had collapsed after work. And later, he said his son got an effing life lesson. In a victim impact statement, he said his parents made his life feel like a prison, controlling and neglecting him and robbing him of a happy childhood. He's now 21. He still struggles with anxiety and is living under a new name. In another recording, the father is heard belittling and insulting his eldest daughter, who was 15 at the time. He said nobody cared about her feelings. And he added, "The only reason we have to effing put up with you is because you effing live in the house." He called her a moody little bitch and said it was no wonder she had no effing friends. The mother called her children vindictive liars after they reported the abuse to Gardaí. And in evidence, a foster mother for the second youngest child had said he suffered from night terrors and lashed out at school, kicking, screaming, headbutting, and he would call himself the worst boy in the world.
The father, Teresa, was jailed for 5.5 years, the mother for 3 years. What did the judge say in passing sentence this afternoon?
Well, she said she noted first what she called a remarkably generous victim impact statement from the second eldest daughter, who's now age 19, and took to the stand earlier this week saying her parents had acted with poor judgment, but that she did not view them as a threat to her or her siblings. The judge said mitigating factors included the parents changing the plea to guilty at the start of the trial in May, and said they were engaging in therapy, showing substantial remorse and trying to make amends. And she said that she's aware that some of the victims carry guilt for the distress caused to the family in reporting the abuse. She said some of the victims remain conflicted and as they see it breaking up the family. She said it was very much to their credit that they have a forgiving attitude, and said the children had saved the younger siblings by reporting the abuse. And she said the burden of sentencing falls on her and her solely. She said some of these children are now young adults. She described them as extraordinarily eloquent, intelligent and brave, and she said their actions had brought an end to the abuse. She imposed a sentence of 6 years and 3 months on the father, 9 months suspended, and 3 years and 9 months on the mother, with 9 months suspended also. She wished all the children the best in their future lives and said she hopes that their strength and resilience will carry them through.
Teresa Mannion in Castlebar, thank you for that.